Unit 58, Savvy Politics. Alex was a congressman from the state of California. He loved his job, but it was becoming a great hassle to deal with his state's problems. Alex hated to hear stories of other congressmen who lived luxurious lives in big houses with a lot of money, since he was not rich at all. Oftentimes at parties, dignitaries were flabbergasted to learn the part of town that Alex lived in. They could not believe how humble his lifestyle was. With great witticism, he often responded that it was not money that earned him a place in politics. This was true indeed. Though Alex was not rich in money, he had unmatched skills as a politician. His zealous quest to improve alternative energy options and boost the California economy had earned him the love and respect of all. Through the turbulent times that were marked by an economic downturn, Alex's policies created new jobs and boosted voter confidence. He introduced many environmental policies too, including a ban on internal combustion engines that boosted the sales of fuel-efficient hybrid vehicles. Alex briefed the media daily on his cabinet's activities for the day so that there was no lack of transparency in how he conducted business. People living in California felt a great deal of progression while Alex was in office. His greatest challenge came when a nuclear power plant melted down and threatened to contaminate the ocean waters. Alex demonstrated temperance by holding back forces from moving in to stop the leak. Instead, he ordered a team to move in remotely with robots to survey the damage before anyone else was exposed. The emergency responders were no doubt enthralled by his actions, since they would have been exposed to radioactive materials if they entered the facility. The disaster was averted, and the people considered him omnipotent and wise for his quick decision-making and composure. For his work, he was the first congressman who became the recipient of a Medal of Valor. Though he was thrilled that he made the right call, Alex hoped disasters like that would not happen frequently. While he was in office.